Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1001. St. Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament, Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, I shall sing the Lord's mercy. Notebook 3. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, thank you, O Lord, my Master, that you have transformed me entirely into yourself and accompany me through life's toils and labors. I fear nothing when I have you in my heart. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Lord's Supper is laid. Jesus sits down at table with his apostles, his being all transformed into love. For such was the Holy Trinity's counsel. With great desire, I desire to eat with you before I suffer death. About to leave you, love holds me in your midst. He sheds his blood, gives his life, for he loves immensely. Love hides beneath the appearance of bread. Departing, he remains with us. Such self-abasement was not needed, yet burning love hid him under these species. Over the bread and wine, he says these words, "This is my blood, this is my body." Although mysterious, these are words of love. Then he passes the cup among his disciples. Jesus grew troubled, deeply troubled within, and said, "One of you will betray his master." They fell silent, with a silence as of the tomb, and John inclined his head on his breast. The supper is ended. Let us go to Gethsemane. Love is satisfied, and there the traitor is waiting. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, O divine will, you are my nourishment. You are my delight. Hasten, O Lord, the feast of mercy, that souls may recognize the fountain of your goodness. God and souls, St. Maria Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament, Krakow, March 1, 1937. O will of the omnipotent God, you are my delight. You are my joy. Whatever the hand of my Lord holds out to me, I will accept with gladness, submission, and love. Your holy will is my repose. In it is contained all my sanctity and all my eternal salvation, for doing God's will is the greatest glory. The will of God, those are his various wishes, which my soul carries out without reserve, because such are his divine desires, in those moments when God shares his confidences with me. Do with me as you will, Lord. I place no obstacles. I make no reservations, for you are my whole delight and the love of my soul, and to you, in turn, I pour out the confidences of my heart. St. Faustina begins her third notebook with poetry, as she had done in her first two notebooks. She thanks Jesus for transforming her into himself. This was accomplished largely through her uniting her sufferings with his. Jesus wants all of us to become like him. She writes of the Last Supper, "Jesus is transformed into love. This is in the Eucharist, which we can receive. Jesus remains with us always in the Eucharist." She writes of Judas, who betrayed him. She praises God's will. She says this is her nourishment. Jesus said in the desert once, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And in the Gospel of John, after meeting with the Samaritan woman and seeing her transformation, the apostles urge him to eat something, but he says, "I have food to eat, of which you do not know." That's John chapter 4, verse 32. So Jesus is filled with love and satisfaction because he is doing the will of God, saving souls. He sees the transformation in that woman. And Faustina experiences the same thing. She's nourished by doing the will of God. So she prays that that feast can be proclaimed so all can profit from knowing about God's mercy. Finally, she writes one more ode to the will of God. Her delight, her joy, her repose, her holiness, her salvation, her glory. She wants to please God. She accepts his plan for her life. She places no obstacles in his way. And she turns to him with her secrets, the secrets of her heart. We should all do the same.